If dust tastes like caramel, I would be eating sand all day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
The OG cast.
Oh, yeah.
We finally got rid of Tam.
Kicking it old school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basic.
Tam, unfortunately, is in the hospital with butt cancer. It looks pretty bad. We'll see. We're all going to go see him after this, but yeah.
Yours was a lot worse than mine. I was going to be like, hey, do you remember how when the English or the French came over to the mines and gave them measles blankets or smallpox blankets? That's what we did to Tam.
We gave him smallpox.
No butt cancer.
He's actually on the butt transplant list.
Yeah, we'll see if he pulls through. It's a dangerous procedure.
Like, surprisingly, they give you a whole new butt, like cheeks and all. Yeah. Like, I thought they gave you the innards. It's a whole butt.
Like, they keep the skeleton frame of skin sack. Yeah, no.
And then just a whole new butt.
Yeah. Tam's going to be walking in here with that sweet, sweet Nicki Minaj butt.
Oh, God.
Sits down and he gets taller.
He's going to turn into a bad bitch then.
He's going to start big timing us.
Throw a shoe at us eventually.
He becomes a big Instagram model.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, it's been a couple weeks.
His nickname could be Biggie Butts.
If you're like me, you haven't done a fucking thing, really. I mean, it's not like I do anything.
I did some stuff around the house, like fixing the house.
That is so goddamn interesting. Fucking, like,
we got a new TV. Hey, I got Andy. Spider-Man.
Hey, Andy, real quick.
Those are interesting things.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a new TV, and then I got Spider-Man, which is fucking amazing game.
Is it a fun game?
It's super fun.
They've really it used to be quantity over quality, and I really feel like they've been focusing on the quality.
Dude, like
the last three have been pretty solid.
Sony's first party games have been insane the past like 2 years. Horizon, God of War, and now this.
Mm-hmm.
And at work, my one cube mate, she has a PS4, but the other one, they have Xbox. So her and I were just talking about Spider-Man, picking it up after work. And I was like, hey, Kayla, are you going to get... Oh. I was like, I guess you could play Halo. That's cool.
I mean, it is cool, though.
Is it?
It is.
Is it? Is Halo 5 still a thing?
Yeah. Halo will never die.
Halo will never die because Microsoft will never let
Spider-Man.
It. But...
Spider-Man, well, an amazing game. 3 years from now, people aren't going to be like, remember when we got together and played Spider-Man?
That's true. I will say that Halo Infinite, hopefully that's a nice little, like,
reboot
of the series.
Yeah, we'll fucking see.
Well, I know it's Halo 6, but, like, a nice, like, makes it feel fresh again.
Matt, I noticed you had one of your Halo games that was, like, pretty far away from you. Which one is that? The one you really have to extend your arm out for it.
Oh, Halo Reach?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. The probably the second best Halo game. I forgot where I stood on that.
Yeah.
Nothing could beat Halo 2.
Wasn't that the one with the super cool trailer that had nothing to do with Halo?
Where
it was just like live action, just like Halo boys in the background.
No, I think that was ODST.
Yeah.
ODST did have that.
And I thought ODST was a boring ass game.
Yeah.
They take you from a super soldier to some guy with a pistol.
You're like, hey, elites, pew, 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 got you.
Yeah. It just turns into an airsoft fight at a middle school.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
I got you. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I really liked the live action trailer for Halo 3 when that game was coming out.
The Halo 3 Believe campaign?
Yeah.
That was good.
Damn, that was some good shit.
That was
when it's those kids hanging out in the field and then it like morphs into just Master Chief running and just fucking people up.
And they're talking to like veterans. They're like, I was on the battlefield when Master Chief armed his grenade.
But yeah, that was probably one of the coolest probably video game commercials, was that beach one.
Yeah.
Where he's just fucking everything up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we missed the past couple weeks. Kind of funny because the first week I thought I went to go help move people. Apparently that was a false start.
Oh.
Did that yesterday, actually.
Oh.
And then last Sunday, because the Nebraska game was fucking canceled, I ended up staying up like super late hoping that it would finally start. And then by the time it was canceled, I was like, well, I can't go to... can't fall asleep now. And I'm like, I'm pretty screwed. Next thing you know, the sun's coming up. And I'm like, guys...
There was a lot of people that were that did that, stayed up late.
I'm not going to make it.
No.
And then yesterday, I got up at 4 in the fucking morning because I couldn't sleep. I actually made a real breakfast, which was amazing. Ooh. I can't remember the last time I actually made breakfast for myself.
What'd you make?
I made a couple strips of bacon. A couple pieces of like little sausage links. Ooh. And then a waffle and an English muffin. With some black tea.
There you go.
It was black tea.
Yeah.
English as fuck.
Yeah. So
I've been sucking down black tea at work. It's just I like to imagine that it's healthier than coffee, but my blood pressure is not going down because of it.
Oh. And so then I spent all day yesterday moving my grandma into an assisted living place, which is very nice, and I hope to move there one day.
Nice. Like 35? Hopefully. Assisted living.
Hopefully.
They just get a page and you're like, why my butt?
I already asked Matt about the chlamydia situation since...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usually those places are just lousy with it, but...
Old people love to bang.
It's a pretty, like, brand new place, so I don't know if it's been, like, that sullied yet.
Got it.
It's still pretty sterile.
Give it time.
Yeah, it does feel like a fucking hospital, though.
They always
smell strange. Like it's like a hospital and a prison. Like every door you go by, it's like it looks like someone's cell. I mean, they're apartments and they're nice apartments, but it's still like, oh, this is where Gene lives. This is Gene's cell.
It makes me think of the beginning of Portal 2.
Yeah. Has their name on the door, and like some people have like, sorry, I am currently out on their door and stuff like that.
Oh.
I'm busting out of here.
Yeah, I'm getting out. They're down the street with a walker.
Fuck you, Milo, you'll never get this ass.
So then, had to move a bunch of shit, and then, had to reset up the TV and the phones and the modem, and then they didn't have signal coming into the apartment, so everyone's losing their fucking mind. And they're like, we need to fix it! And I'm like, well, you don't have any signal, man. Like, what am I going to do?
Matt, you're on computers. Fix it!
Yeah. Like, they said it would work. I'm like, it will when you get a signal.
Yeah, I love the fact that, like, if you own a computer...
You're the computer guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your qualification for old people IT support. Is you own one of those fancy glowing boxes?
Yes, Grandma.
I'll be right over, Mima.
And then one of my uncles was totally like armchair quarterbacking the move.
Oh, he
was
really?
Literally sitting in a chair being like, no, move that over there.
Like,
bruh.
Come on, man.
Bruh.
This is your mom, too.
Mother-in-law.
Oh, sorry.
For
mother-in-law.
Him.
Oh, that's even worse, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even shown up. I can't wait to put my mother-in-law in a home. I hate that lady.
You just got her.
I know, and I hated her before. She's gotten worse.
With love and caring?
Yeah, sure. She's concerned about my soul and the direction I'm dragging Erica's soul.
For real?
Yeah, we had that talk about 3 months into us dating, and then again after we got married. So,
oh, I thought you were just doing your joke and Skylar thing.
Nope, that's a conversation that's happened. So I don't know what, how many directions you can drag a soul, but I imagine it's just like up or down. And if she's concerned about
Skylar,
imagine down.
Skylar, could you please do one volume?
No.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry.
I hate my mother-in-law. But it's okay because she hates me.
Oh, that what about the father-in-law? Are you good there?
He's just super quiet. He's very into sports. He's an outdoorsman, and I would like to consider myself an indoorsman.
An indoorsman, oh, yeah.
So you could just be like, how about that Scott Frost?
Yeah, I'm just like, I like to talk about video games and stuff, and when I bring those up, the man's never played a video game. Even like old school arcade cabinets, never picked them up. Never got into him.
You should show him Rocket League. Be like, it's soccer mixed with video games.
He'd stroke out. He'd just see all the colors of flashing lights. He'd be like, what? What's happening?
Oh, no. Oh, man. They seem nice at the wedding.
Yep. Of course everyone seemed nice at the wedding.
That's true.
Who's going to be a bitch at the wedding?
Yeah.
According to Reddit, it happens a lot.
Yeah, but it's always behind closed doors.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's no bueno. Our family dinner's a blast.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool. It's just so fucking cool. It's just like a very religious family, and me, an iconoclast, just ripping it up.
You should be like, but my beard, I have this, I'm just like Jesus.
Oh.
I've got this great Muslim beard.
A fun thing is that they've found out that I do stand up and stuff, and they keep telling me like what these stories that they feel like are funny, that they want me to incorporate into my comedy. Oh. Where it's like, I don't care that you saw the same lady at two different grocery stores. It's not that funny, and I'm not. There's no way I can translate that. Like, oh, so my mother-in-law, her sister, so I guess my wife's aunt. Saw the same lady like it's poison to a comedy career.
You'll never believe the crazy dream my mother-in-law had.
Yeah. Get
I
this.
Was dead.
I had a cat head. Right? Is that nuts?
I would groan if the comedian said, "You won't believe this crazy dream I had." Yeah. Let alone my mother-in-law.
Wouldn't that be amazing if that stuff, that material, fucking killed it?
Oh man, that'd be insane. That would be like, I would be concerned immediately to get out of that building. There's a gas.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try this.
I'm getting out of the biz.
What I love about when people talk about their dreams is there's usually one question that people have on their mind and they're waiting for the space to ask it. And it's, was I in it? And if the answer is no, that person already stopped listening. Don't even keep talking. It's just noise now because they don't give a shit. I'm not even a side character in this adventure you went on in your subconscious. Who fucking cares?
I know. Speaking of dreams, I had the craziest dream.
Is it right now?
Yeah. I was sitting at a table with Skylar and Andy.
We were doing
Have
a
you
podcast?
Ever had the dreams where you, like, in the dream, you do a full day of work, and then you fucking wake up and you have to go to work?
Absolutely. Yes.
That's the worst shit.
That was a lot of time in the Navy for me. I would consider that double time, and I would complain to my boss, like, I just dreamt that I did a full day of work. Can I just, like, cut it for today? Maybe?
Just going to sit in my bunk and stare at the wall.
I still occasionally have dreams where I fucking work at Panera again.
I'll have Panera dreams every once in a while.
I'll, like, show up, and they're like, oh, Matt, you haven't been here in a couple years. You're online today. And then I'm like, okay. And I'm like, wait a minute, everything's new.
What do you mean the Sierra Turkey's gone? Because it actually is.
Oh, I still remember how to make that. Damn it.
Yeah. Focaccia. That was your ace in the hole.
Yeah, well, it was like four ingredients. Yeah.
That was my specialty.
Yeah.
I went to Panera a couple weeks ago, and Erica kept asking, like, hey, can you ask them, like, what's on this? And I had to keep answering her, like, what's on the bacon turkey bravo? Like, everyone knows what's on
bacon,
the bacon
turkey and bravo.
Yeah, bacon turkey bravo sauce, tomato and lettuce. What up? And she's like, well, maybe they changed it. Like, they didn't change the bacon turkey bravo. It's what every white girl orders. You're gonna get that and some broccoli cheddar soup. in a bread bowl.
Have you seen their double bread bowls, which is just a fucking sourdough loaf with two holes in it?
Yes, I saw a picture of that. It looks like a fucking Chernobyl disaster.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to one of the managers of just coring out the entire center of a baguette and then just like making essentially a Long Island iced tea of broccoli cheddar soup in a French baguette so you could just slurp it like a fancy bitch.
That's actually not a bad idea. You know that this message is going to get to...
It'd be so stupid because it would soak through before you could get through it.
One of us should try ordering that. Be like, I need you to take a full baguette. I'll pay for everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay for a full baguette and two bread bowls. And I don't want the bread bowls. What I want you to do is cut the end of the baguette and then just reach in there and start pulling the insides out.
I want soup and baguette crust.
I want to be able to shotgun this entire tube of soup. I want to go-gurt this bitch.
Would you shotgun creamy tomato soup?
Absolutely. I would put it in my mouth, my nose, my ears, and my ass.
Would you butt chug creamy tomato soup?
Which is strange because I like the taste. It's not like it's gonna get me like buzzed or anything.
I can feel the nutrients.
That would just burn your asshole. Just right off the rip, just like butt chugging it. It's like, it feels super warm.
I'm in it for the acidic-y pain.
I've started shooting up between my toes. Got too many track marks on my arms.
Sometimes I switch it up with broccoli cheddar, and every once in a while, a piece of broccoli will just get jammed right in there.
One time, me and another employee at Panera Bread had a baguette and chicken strip sandwich. We took a baguette from Panera and then made a bunch of chicken strips at my house and made a huge sandwich.
That's actually kind of a good idea. That's not a bad idea. I like that.
Use Tyson chicken strips, not Banquet. Banquet was terrible.
Yeah. There you go. That's our hot brand review podcast on brand chicken loyalty strips. Thanks for joining us. Mm-hmm.
I've remembered that for over 10 years.
Hey, it's paste. That's the taste that's in your face. Is that how you say it? All right, I was trying to remember it the other day.
Paste, the tasty taste you put in your face.
Money, please.
Paste also is an unpaid spokesman for 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Wouldn't that be funny? They just start paying us to not mention
it. Yeah.
Did they ever get the Twitter? Is it still some random... Some rando on Twitter that has paid salsa.
I don't know.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah. I remember we looked it up one time, and it was just some random lady, I think, who just had at pay salsa.
Oh my god!
She's like, I'm the pace lady.
The tasty
everyone.
Pace.
My nickname in high school was Salsa, and my last name's Pace.
Well, it's happening.
Yeah. Well, I will love to look it up. My internet has been in and out for the past almost 24 hours.
Nope, they got it back.
Yeah, they
yep. It is right. It is officially. At Pay Salsa.
I'm gonna hop on that Twitter game and see if we can get them to fully. We can be the official sponsor or the official podcast for Pay Salsa. How many podcasts do they have knocking down their door? Huh?
I know. Pace. We will. I will eat Pace. Why we're doing this podcast.
Oh, we can do a shot of salsa before every podcast.
Before, during. We'll just like... that was the medium.
Well, Pace sent us their new habanero butt fire salsa. I guess we're taking a shot of this, guys. And the whole podcast just...
just sniffing the whole time.
That would be the case. Be like, yeah. All right, guys.
let's do
it. It doesn't burn as much if you breathe through your mouth.
We'd all have to try and drink milk, and I hate milk, so I'd be over here like...
Oh, Tam has an IV of milk. He's got milk on his person at all times.
We're legally obligated that we have to ride out this pain.
Yeah, they told us no milk.
Welcome our special guest, brought to you by Pace, Guy Fieri.
Hey,
Hey guys, I'm Guy Fieri, and that's his cadence.
Yep.
That's how he says everything.
They said we
could. Something about Flavor Town.
Tonight on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, we are going to Flavor Town.
They said we can only quench the burn of pace with more pace.
Yeah.
So now, the new product, Pace Milk.
Hey guys, I just made our 2000th tweet.
Oh, about, nice.
About yeah. Pace.
Was it two pace?
No, it just says butts.
Sweet.
All right.
All right, let's actually start this podcast. I love our riffing, but I feel like we need to have some sort of substance.
Nah.
I'll give you some substance in the form of gaming news.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the gamioli.
Damn.
This is gaming news on 3-hit combo.
Oh, ravioli. As I often do.
If he dies of butt cancer.
As I often do when we miss some time, I have an almost all gaming podcast.
All right.
That's okay. That's our forte.
It is our forte. Turns out not every game on the Switch will support cloud saves. Switch is getting a cloud save feature with Switch Online. But some notable games like Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, Dark Souls Remastered, and FIFA 19 will not support cloud saves.
I feel that's got to be really easy for them to patch in.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they plan to patch it in. I mean, Pokemon Let's Go and Eevee, or Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee are first-party titles. I don't think it's not because they can't support it. I think it's just because they don't
want to.
Yeah. You
know? So, that makes sense. I mean, do they give any reasoning as to why the games wouldn't be supported? Or
As far as they have found,
the engine.
In certain games, this feature would make it possible to, for example, regain items that were traded to other players or revert to a higher online multiplayer ranking that had been lost.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be some sort of exploit worries.
Some sort of bullshit.
Especially with Pokemon, because, like, with its online capabilities, they don't want you trading away your Master Ball and then reloading your Master Ball and trading it away and then infinite Master Balls. Did the same thing in Monster Hunter 1 for the PSP.
By the way, I started trying to play a randomizer Nuzlocke of Leaf Green. I got my ass rocked the first time. And then I started off with a Starmie as my starter.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm kicking ass. The problem is I'm killing everything too easy. And I'm killing Pokemon I should be able to catch.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting a fantasy football alert on my phone. Let's just see what we got here. It's fucking nothing. The ESPN fucking fantasy, stupid fucking thing, does not give you an option to, like, filter between, like, news and actual shit that's important to you. So, right. like, I have the app, so, like, if someone gets hurt, I can be like, oh, shit, that's cool. That dude got hurt. I know right now, I'll go pick someone up. But no, it doesn't just give me that. It'll give me stuff like, today's week one in fantasy. Who are you starting? It's like,
leave me alone.
Who are you?
We sold out and are getting money from IBM, so we put Watson on everything.
Yeah.
I'm doing a college pick'em. It's like my third time ever doing it with Yahoo Sports.
Mm. Yahoo, huh?
Yeah. my dad made a thing, and I really feel like he's still trying to get me into sports. So I went ahead and joined in, and I found out.
Still not into sports?
Yeah, I'm super bad at this. I keep picking people who are like, oh man, maybe they can pull it out. I love choosing an underdog, and then all the underdogs lose because fucking why wouldn't they? So
yeah.
Turns out not everything can be like the Mighty Ducks. Damn it.
That's true. Andy, do you know who you have week one in fantasy?
Like who I'm facing?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I'm facing Mitch, which is great because he was talking shit about his auto draft being good. And
like, I hope he just gets destroyed.
Fuck you. Your auto draft was terrible. You don't need 5,000 wide receivers. Anyway.
Camilla picked my team this year.
Nice.
I was like, all right, I'll just tell you. I was like, I need this many, and this many. Go ahead and pick.
Yeah, and fucking Andy was like, this year, guys, I'm not going to take Tom Brady in the first round.
She was going. She was literally going off of people's looks, and she's like, "Ooh, Aaron Rodgers looks like a tool."
And then guess what he did? He took Tom Brady in the first round.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you left me with the Le'Veon Bell situation. I'll never forgive you for it.
You're welcome.
I was like, I did. I just didn't want to face the music, and I was like, "Someone take him. Someone take him." I'm like, Andy might take him because Andy's not going to pick Tom Brady in the first round.
Joke's on you. Camilla did.
Civilization 6 is going portable on Nintendo Switch this November.
That's pretty cool that they can get that to work on a Switch. Like, there's the, because Civ requires a lot of, like, CPU power to, like, do everything. So that's pretty neat that they got it to work for that.
Do you think it's going to be kind of, like, dumbed down at all?
Or? I was just going to ask that. Or think like,
because that's the one thing I'm worried about with the Switch is that it's a lot like what happened with like the Wii, where they'd be like, oh yeah, we have Call of Duty 2 over here, you know, we're also carrying some Call of Duty, and then it's just like, this is garbage.
The only thing I can see in the article is it says it will allow up to 4 world leaders the opportunity to team up or fight it out in co-op or competitive multiplayer. You can have way more than that on the PC version.
So it's just maybe limited by multiplayer then.
Yeah.
But that's cool that they're able to fit the whole game in there, though.
Yeah.
Because it's cartridges, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure there's digital versions, too.
Yeah, let's see.
They're more like SD cards, really. Or yeah. I don't know how to put it. And if I remember right, they're also very bitter and don't taste good.
I remember that. I remember Nintendo had to be like, Don't fucking eat.
What I'm surprised is that they were able to fit Gilgamesh's muscles on the Switch. He is ripped.
Yoked. Yeah, before we get too far away from it, I just want to give you guys a quick update on my standings in my college pick'em.
Oh, okay, yeah.
7 out of 7. That's perfect score right there.
Really?
Yeah.
So, before you were lying...
It's 7/7, so, I mean, I have the biggest rank, so, like, that's cool.
Oh, out okay. Out of 7 people, I get I am you. Number you were 7. Number 7 out of 7 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, well, I mean, 7's greater than 1. I don't know what to.
Yeah, I mean.
I see what you're saying.
I'm scoring more points, and that's how sports works.
I thought at first that you were 7/7 on games.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, that's good. And then you're like, no, I'm 7th out of 7 people. And I'm like, well, that's even better.
No, everybody else got like one game off this last week. Mm-hmm. I got 4, so.
That's good.
Yeah, I got 4 that I guessed incorrectly about. Shucks.
Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Dad. Mega Man 11 gets a surprise demo on the Switch.
It looks like Mega Man.
That's one thing I love about Mega Man is the consistency.
Yep, that's Mega Man.
You can't... I mean, like, a lot of people could complain that, you know, like, oh, it's the same fucking shit over and over again, but, like, it works. Like,
yeah.
There's... At no point has anyone ever played a Mega Man game and been like, I don't know what to do! What do I do? Like, it's a Mega Man game. Everyone knows how to play this game.
You go right.
You know, in Mega Man 11, there are some spots that... I'm going to be honest, look kind of mighty number 90.
Oh, yeah.
Just in the style.
It'll probably be better than that, though.
Oh, yeah. I could spit on the ground and be better than mighty number 9.
That game, Mighty number 9 was made by the original.
Controversial thoughts here. Some yeah. challenging.
That was made by the original.
That was made by the OG, the guy that, some of the OG team. And then they were like, oh, I don't know what to do with all this money.
Let's just not make a game.
Yeah. Let me just make a game that blows. Make a game that crashes your PC.
Did you donate to Mighty Number 9?
Spore. No, I did not donate to Mighty Number 9.
That's right. We're taking the hard position that Spore is not that great of a game. There you go. Breaking ground here, boys.
I remember you had Spore on your phone.
Did I?
Back in Panera, your one like flip keyboard phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you had Spore or you had a Maxis game. I remember that. And it wasn't SimCity.
I loved Spore for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it got into like third person strat, and it's like, why? Why did you? I was sold on a different game that I was playing,
it
and
does
then you
absolutely
changed it.
Change. Yeah.
Like, you're a third-person fucking organism. And then you go to first-person, which is still pretty much the same gameplay. And then, fuck you. Fuck everything you're about. This is not that game. Thanks, Sport.
Yooka-Laylee is getting a non-functional Nintendo 64 cartridge for its Switch physical release.
Yooka-Laylee.
But why?
Yooka-Laylee?
Isn't that supposed to be like the Banjo-Kazooie successor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Another
that's cool.
Another game I did not donate to on Kickstarter. And another game people were like, ugh.
I don't know.
I hear from a lot of people it's very much the Mighty Number 9 of Banjo-Kazooie. I don't think as viciously bad, but I know a lot of people were like, this just didn't capture the spirit at all.
Well, I mean... Geez. And is it all any better than the last Banjo-Kazooie game?
What, Nuts and Bolts?
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah. You know who hasn't? America. Real America.
Did Rare even make that one?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
they did.
Yeah, it's the shell of Rare, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
it
what
was
it was.
Rare after it was bought up by Microsoft and
was it?
Gutted.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it was the shell of Rare.
Really?
Yeah, because they had the same thing with, what was it, Perfect Dark?
Perfect Dark, and they had Perfect Dark Zero.
Yeah, I think Perfect Dark Zero was the same skeleton.
It was like a launch title.
When, I do remember going, that's a pretty looking game when that came out.
Yeah, but...
And then Microsoft...
Yeah, they... Microsoft took its giant dick and hollowed out Rare.
I remember that...
Fucked it like a melon.
After, I think, the Perfect Dark, or after the Banjo-Kazooie, Rare went, like, super dark, and then someone asked them about it, and they're like, oh, you know those Xbox avatars? That's what's Rare. That's what Rare's doing now. It was like a punishment for making really bad games.
That was so fucking stupid. Nuts and Bolts did come out after the purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember it only came out for the Xbox, and that's why I thought so. I remember there was like this super interesting looking Banjo-Kazooie trailer, if I remember right, where it was like hinting at the fact that, you know, like there was shit that you would collect, and it was like an actual Banjo-Kazooie game, and then we just got fucking make your Hot Wheels.
Huh. So the reception, the scores for Nuts and Bolts are just all over the fucking place. Like, Metacritic's at a 79 out of 100. And then 1UP.com gave it an A-, Eurogamer 7 out of 10. Game Informer and GameSpot 8.5 out of 10. GameSpy gave it a 4 out of 5. GamesRadar gave it an 8 out of 10. Game Trailers gave it a 6.7 out of 10. Fucking Giant Bomb gave it 5 out of 5 stars. IGN US gave it 8.3 out of 10. IGN UK gave it 6.5 out of 10. Videogamer.com gave it 9 out of 10. And Wired.com, finally, the sane one, gave it 5 out of 10.
They did Diddy Kong Racing.
God, Diddy Kong Racing. Have you guys played that recently?
No.
Oh, fuck, my no. God. It does not age well. I'll tell you that. It was fun for a child, but not for an adult.
You know what doesn't fucking age well? Mario Party 1. All right, Mario Party 1 sucks ass.
Well, Mario Party 1 was like the test to figure out the idea of Mario.
You know what was
Party.
A test? Super Mario Brothers, the first one. And you know what is still good? Super Mario Brothers, the first one.
Yeah,
Mega Man 1 is still good.
I don't want to go too deep down this rabbit hole, but I hate Mario Party. It's a bunch of incomplete game ideas that barely work, and then, oh yeah, here, let's just slam them together, put Mario characters in there, bam, that's a game. It's this stupid Frankensteinian bullshit game that people keep buying.
I love most of the Mario Parties.
I can't stand them.
They're all a bunch of like unique ass mini games that are super fun. And I'm undefeated in Dungeon Duos.
There you go.
Come at me.
But
you guys want to step?
Come at me.
But Mario Party 1 is, first of all, it looks like a fucking NES game. The map is like three squares. It's tiny. It's brutal. It's relentless. The minigames suck, and they have the ones that burn through your hands.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it the one where you have to, like...
There's a couple where you have to do that. Where you have to spin the analog stick with the palm of your hand.
I genuinely think that some of those games were specifically designed to just break in 64 controllers.
Yeah. Possibly,
they're just like, if they break them, they can buy more from us. Yeah.
Because we've been playing Mario Party at Stefan's place, and then whoever finishes first picks the next game, and whoever finishes second picks the map. And then Leaper won a game, and he's like, I want to play Mario Party 1. And instantly, I was like, oh, my God. You would pick Mario Party 1, you asshole.
Yeah, there's plenty of initial releases for a lot of games that just turned out super well. But I don't know. I've never enjoyed Mario Party, just for the sole purpose that it's just like, you could replace the Mario in Mario Party with any character at all, and it'd be the same game, and probably wouldn't be as good. Probably would sell like fucking dog shit.
Yeah, but since it's got Mario on it, Nintendo knows what they're doing.
Yeah, just pure prostitution of characters on subpar games.
I don't know. Doki Doki Panic sold pretty well in Japan, didn't it? Before it was made Super Mario Bros. 2? I think it did.
I think so, but I don't think that Doki Doki Panic would sell at all in the U.S.
Well. No, it was very, region specific to Japan.
Yeah,
I mean, as a game, I played a lot of it when I had an NES. I enjoyed it, but
yeah,
going back, I don't like it.
Yeah, well, looking through it, it's so interesting to see like all of these non secular pieces of that game that just made it into the Mario Party lore.
Yeah,
yeah, that is like, true.
Oh, Shy Guys, those have been around forever. No, they came from a not Mario game.
Yeah.
Peach pulling radishes from Smash Bros. That's not a Mario thing. That's a Doki Doki Smash.
That's not Karenin!
Birdo's weird blowjob face.
That might be a hermaphrodite. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did you guys catch the most recent Nintendo Direct?
Wasn't that the one that got canceled?
No, you didn't catch it because it was canceled because of a hurricane. Earthquake. Leaked. Earthquake. Things get leaked for every Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
But.
What I can't. What
Nintendo Direct delayed due to earthquake. I don't remember off the top of my head. Oh hey, Super Mario Party's final cast seemingly cemented in new video.
God damn it!
I can't wait to play Super Mario Party. In fact, that's why we're playing all the Mario Parties.
Yeah, my
to lead up to Super Mario Party on the Switch.
The Switch.
Yeah, my wife loves them. I can't stand them. It's the worst. It's the worst.
We will get Mario, Luigi, Peach.
Give me that lanky purple man. Give it to me.
Waluigi.
Yes.
Nice.
That's what Hostboy has.
I swear it.
Yoshi, Bowser, minions including Koopa Troopa, Boo, Shy Guy, Monty Mole, Hammer Bro, Wario. You know, the boys.
Can you play as Spike?
The little
green turtle that burps up spikes.
It does not look like it at the moment, no. Okay.
That was the one that was on the Wii U. He's a pretty great guy.
Is that the one where they're all in a fucking car together?
Yep.
Because that's terrible.
I really enjoyed the Bowser mode, where you could have one person with the Wii U pad playing against everybody else, but the fact that they were all cemented together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the car aspect would work really well for that game mode only. But everything else is garbage.
The Wii U was updated for the first time in over a year.
Oh, dang.
Finally play GameCube games.
So, that's interesting. Update 5.5.3.
It's been a hot minute since the PS3 last got an update. Let's see.
Yeah. I recently downloaded Super Mario RPG, Legend of Seven Stars.
Nice.
For it. I have the cartridge, but I decided that instead of fishing out my Super Nintendo and hooking that whole malarkey up, I would just play it digitally with save states, which is fun.
Yeah.
I love playing that three-card Monty with, you know, betting save all states. My coins and shit. Yeah. I'm always right, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
So now we're getting off of Switch news, I believe. Yep. Yep, that's enough Switch news. H1Z1 and fucking EverQuest, of all things, are getting mobile device games.
Why?
Speaking of mobile games, RuneScape, old school RuneScape's coming to mobile October 30th.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah, for real. Oh my God. I'm getting on it hard.
Oh my God. Hey, do you guys want to be in a clan?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. I would totally.
Hey, let's not put Tam in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You hear that, Tam? No, you didn't, because you didn't listen to the episode. Fuck you and your butt cancer.
You know, Farrah Fawcett died of butt cancer.
She? Yeah. Oh, man.
You know who's not hot anymore? Farrah Fawcett.
Bam. Tam's going to come back, and he's not going to have that boyish charm.
She's been dead for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. The point stands. She's probably not that attractive of a corpse by now.
Guess you guys will learn a thing or two about me.
Tam's going to have a stoma in place of a butthole when he comes back.
Hey, you guys excited for the new Monopoly game?
That's a new Monopoly game?
Yep.
Have they updated anything at all about
the Monopoly? Hold on.
Oh, they've
hold
updated
on.
Everything about
like,
this Monopoly.
Like a new board game or a new video game?
A new board game.
Oh, it's the Fortnite one.
It's a Fortnite Monopoly.
Dude, is it just Fortnopoly?
Nope, it's just Fortnite Monopoly.
Yeah, all the spaces are Fortnite locations.
Oh, great. Man, that is... I gotta give it for Monopoly. Give it to Monopoly about just being able to rebrand themselves by just solely putting like different pictures.
Switching things out.
Andy, how come we haven't played fucking PUBG?
I don't know. Because I got Spider-Man. I know.
I got Spider-Man. I know. A month and a half ago, you were like, if you get PUBG, I'll play with you. Like, I will hook up my computer before anything else.
Hey.
All right. We'll play some PUBG soon.
I want to start a new trend. And let me know what do you guys think? Instead of referring to PUBG as PUBG, we call it Fort Day. In lieu of Fortnite.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
So that is a yes. As a resounding.
I mean,
we're
I guess there is
that.
No there is no nighttime in that game.
I mean, is there nighttime in Fortnite?
I thought it gets dark.
Yeah, there's nighttime in the story mode.
I mean, it gets foggy in PUBG, so it's hard to see nighttime.
Yeah, I forgot they added fog.
Man, this is gonna end up being like Star Wars Battlefront, where I like hop back on and everybody has cool shit and knows things, and I'm just gonna die all the time.
Just want to warn you, Skyler. Don't blow all your best material on the podcast. All right, save some for the stage.
Yeah,
I think Fort Day would kill.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Matt's going to come back and, like, he's going to be sitting in the back of the audience when I tell that joke and just give me a,
I'm going to be
loser.
Tell it again.
Make it funny.
We didn't hear it in the back. Tell it again.
Or I'm going to be right up front, like, facetiously, like.
Start throwing lettuce at him. Where the fuck are you getting all this lettuce from?
That makes me, yeah. Tam might be doing stand-up with butt cancer, and I'm just going to bring a whole head of lettuce and just throw it at him.
Is that, did you just hit me with fucking iceberg?
It's loaded lettuce. It's got like a brick of ice in it.
It's just glitter packed into all the leaves.
Oh, Jesus.
Explodes in lettuce and glitter.
I saw a trend, it was trending on Facebook, but basically anybody, like, for Halloween, if any kid shows up in, like, a Fortnite costume, give them, like, a Werther's candy or, like, that grandma candy, and then, like, original costumes, give them full candy bars.
Dude, yeah. I love Werther's original.
All right, grandma.
I'd be way down for that.
I got so much shit for that when I was going... through my my schooling in Navy to be like an electrician and stuff. I always have Werther's Originals just because, like, it's so fucking slow and boring. And I you won't fall asleep if you have a Werther's Original in your mouth. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
And yeah. I would always get shit from everyone that was at school with me. Be like, this guy's fucking grandpa. Who stinks of booze all the time. I'd just be sweating pure vodka every morning.
I would...
Rough living.
When I move into that assisted living facility at 35... I'm going to have a Werther's Original dish outside my door that has like a sign kind of scribbled on because I have Parkinson's that says, be kind, take one.
Or take a Werther's, leave a Werther's. If you have any extra Werther's, put it in the dish.
Are there different flavors of Werther's or is there just Werther's?
There are different flavors of Werther's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've seen them.
There's one, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there's like a strawberries and cream one.
Yeah, there's
one.
A strawberries and cream one.
Yeah, oh, I remember that.
And I'm pretty sure garbage. There's like a peaches and, or at least an orange and cream one, too.
Yeah, it's stick with the original.
If it doesn't taste like dust in my childhood, I don't want it.
Yeah. What's great is...
If dust tastes like caramel, I would be eating sand all day.
It's a...
You're in luck.
Yeah, it's a... Amazing that you can never tell how old a Werther's is. I've had this since I was a little girl.
Yeah, we rationed these in the war.
Still tastes the same, Grandma.
they were sending all the caramel to the troops.
We found a stockload in Poland. Your great-great-grandpa stole this from the Nazis.
Speaking of wartime... I saw the wartime Monopoly recently. Have you seen that before?
No.
The World War II Monopoly?
What?
They replaced the dice with a spinner. You spun it twice to get your two six-sided dice rolls.
It's like 2 through 12, yeah.
Yeah, all the pieces were wooden.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Saving metal and whatever dice are made out of.
Wait, so is it... I'm confused. So, like, is it two... 1 through 6 spinners?
I think it's just one through six spinner that you just spin twice.
Okay, got it.
Why
all right.
They just make a 1 through 12?
Well, because it's more likely for you to get like 7. You have different like combinations that would give you like 7 or 8 or right. 6.
They're rationing resources.
That'd be a huge fucking spinner if it had all of the ratios. From, like, yeah. We have 8 sevens. Yeah.
Is Park Place, is that like Freedom?
I believe everything Normandy. Was exactly the same. The Walking Dead is getting a physical season pass disc for its final season. You can get the physical disc on PS4 and Xbox One.
But no PC.
actually, yeah. There is a PC version.
Oh.
It just wasn't pictured.
Oh, okay. Just go on Steam. You're fine. If you own a PC, you have Steam.
It comes with it. It should.
That'd be cool.
It just cut out the middleman of me having to like look up fucking change from Bing to Google and then go on Google and
Actually that'd be kinda cool.
The Pan European Game Information Board, or PEGI, has announced plans to incorporate information labels on video game packages to make it clear that said titles contain in-game purchases.
I did not know that's what PEGI stood for. That's cool.
Yep.
But that's also cool because fucking game purchases.
So there will now be a little thing alongside things like online play and multiplayer. It'll also say in-game purchases.
Yeah, I've noticed they've been kind of not necessarily updating, but over-explaining like rating systems for video games and movies now. Because apparently like PG-13, no one knew what that meant. Or teen. And it's like, it's recommended for children 13 and under to not play this game. Like, yeah, that's what T means.
Yeah. It's not 12, teen. Yeah. It's 12.
Blizzard removes paid loot boxes from Belgian editions of Overwatch and Heroes of the Storm. Level up loot remains, but the paid loot boxes are gone.
I wonder how that affects the game. I mean, probably none whatsoever.
Well, they're all cosmetic, which is what I like about...
I like games that do that. The only loot boxes that you pay for are cosmetic.
Well, I wonder if they'd sell different versions of the game that would like help... Or if they like change it to where it's like a Belgium specific game where you could like buy certain items outright or you'd like, level up a little easier or something.
No, they're gonna make you grind that shit hard. Probably.
Or maybe just get more per level. More boxes per level.
Cool. Yeah.
But the way Belgian law sees it is gambling. Yeah. And people are spending ridiculous amounts of money because some people got them gambling problems.
I think the most I've ever bought in loot boxes on Overwatch was like $20, and it was one time for Christmas.
I've probably bought more than that, but I don't have some sort of insatiable reason to buy loot boxes.
No 1-800 bets off for you on that.
No, if there is one thing I don't have a problem with, it's gambling.
Yeah,
I'm fine not gambling.
That was one thing I noticed when I went to the Hard Rock Cafe with a bunch of people I worked with in the Navy, is a lot of them would run out, would like, you know, leave the Hard Rock and they'd be all pissed off for the rest of the night because they couldn't afford anything. When like I rolled in with $20 and then almost immediately lost that $20. And then I played the game called Skyler Buys Himself a Beer at the Bar.
What I do like is I like going to the casino and convincing other people to lose $20 in one pull, which I did to Andy.
Yep.
Yep. At his bachelor party when he suggested it. He's like, "You want me to put $20 in there?" And everyone was like, "No, Andy, don't do it." I'm like, "Do it."
Yeah.
Hear the evil angel.
And then I left with a 1 cent casino voucher. And I also bought myself a drink at the bar.
Yeah, what I love about that game is, like, I know I'm going to lose money, but I know I'm going to win a prize.
Yeah. I tried to tip a stripper with that 1 cent casino voucher.
I remember that.
She was not cool with that.
I mean, yeah, waste of paper.
Right. I don't think I have that anymore, though. I thought I was going to keep that forever, but I'm pretty sure one time I was just cleaning, I was like, the fuck am I keeping this for?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, you.
I mean, helped inflation.
You could turn it into sort of like the.
There goes a penny.
Yeah, you could turn it into sort of like a Craigslist story where you like went into the casino with 1 cent, and then walked out with like $6.
What is that, like a 6,000% return?
Oh yeah,
something like that.
600. Yeah.
Right. No, 6,000.
Yeah, 6,000.
Someone's probably out there like, fucking...
Yeah. Tweet us and Pace. At Pace also.
Showdown is Shovel Knight's final DLC. Did you guys see this? You guys hear about this?
No.
It's a fighting game mode for Shovel Knight.
Oh, yeah?
You can play as all the knights.
Oh, nice.
And battle it out fairly somewhat Smash Bros.-like.
That's kind of cool. It's a neat turn.
That's one of my favorite indie games, Shovel Knight. I love the story and the characters and the. It handles like fucking butter.
It does. It's good.
That is a game that is Mega Man-esque. If they came out with another Shovel Knight game and it came, I can only imagine it being exactly like that with a different story.
Probably. Which is good.
Yeah, and they had all the free DLC. That's just like an entirely new game. Which was amazing.
Was it all free?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Good guy game developer.
Yeah, you had, what was it, like Spectre of Darkness or something like that? And then like Plague of Shadows.
I remember seeing Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could play a Spectre Knight and Plague Knight. And both of those stories were just like super good. Oddly emotionally fulfilling when you finish them. Like there was some really good drama done in them. And like... It's just a fun time. That's just a great game with an amazing developer.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm riding Yacht Club's dick real hard right now, but like I'm in it. Unabashedly, unsponsored for now.
All right, guys, I have one story in news.
What do we got? Is it Mac Miller?
Is it Elon Musk smoking weed?
No, it's none of those things.
Okay.
I love the memes coming out of the Elon Musk thing, though.
But first, let me play the drop.
From all around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
A stranded parrot curses out a firefighter during a rescue attempt.
Is there audio?
There's not audio.
Oh, beans.
The firefighter just happened to not be recording.
didn't want to risk his iPhone X during fighting a fire.
Fuck!
God.
That's awesome.
Is there a transcript at all?
Well, the bird reportedly told the fire crew member to fuck off.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, people just repeatedly told that bird to fuck off. And eventually, it was like...
The owner of the parrot told the firefighter to say... to bond with the parrot, say, I love you. So the firefighter said, I love you. The parrot said, I love you. And the firefighter again said, I love you. And the bird said, fuck off.
I only take one I love you.
Yeah, they tell
that parrot.
What's crazy is it never said fuck off before, which is...
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be even...
You shouldn't die, fucker.
You know what was fucked up is yesterday. So yesterday, because I had like... I had to help people move and my sleep schedule was all like really fucking weird that day. I took a really, really shitty nap and I woke up and I was just like really pissed off.
I love those.
Yeah, like I was just so fucking irritable. Just everything was bothering me. Like I fell asleep my contacts too, so I had to peel them off my eyes. There were fucking crows outside my window just screaming. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. There was some big commotion going on. And it was just, I was about to lose my fucking mind. And I think my dad threw a firecracker at him.
Oh, shit.
Nice. I mean, that's
someone threw a firecracker, and it sounded like it came from here. So they actually shut the fuck up.
There you go.
I was supposed to play Mario Party yesterday, but when I woke up from that shitty nap, I was like, guys, I don't feel that great. I'm not going to show up.
If I'm going to play Mario Party, I'm going to put someone through a wall.
Oh, yeah, that was basically it. I was like, I am in such a bad mood that all I'm going to do is bitch.
Well, and I'm going down it again. Fucking, the entire game of Mario Party is so arbitrary just because, like, almost all of it is decided at the end for a lot of different game modes.
I would say it's arbitrary, but the same two people keep winning each time.
Yeah.
So, I keep finishing second. I finished second three times, third twice, and fourth once.
Well, the ladies will appreciate that you finished second.
I finished second.
Oh, you topped three,
and third,
baby.
And fourth. I'm finishing fourth, and there's only two of us.
What?
I don't get that one bit.
Now sit down and get ready for the wah.
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 Goddamn Waluigi.
All right, guys. That'll do it for this episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast. Remember to tweet Pace Salsa. Let them know that we're interested in a sponsorship. Our Twitter is 3... Oh my god, I've done it out of order. I can't remember what our Twitter is.
Oh no!
At 3 Hit Combo Podcast, right?
It's 3 Hit Combo PC.
Okay.
Holy crap, I can't believe how much of that was muscle memory.
Mouth
muscle memory. 3 Hit Combo PC.
Eventually.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. Facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast. Twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. See, that's how I normally do it.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit. I've done that for like, what is like episode 302?
Yeah.
Holy hell. Email us your nudes at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. By the way, I saw a great article that I'll tweet out about how
I
to
thought
take...
you were going to say, I saw a nude. Someone finally did it. It was Sam.
I
with his diagnosis of butt cancer.
There was a great article about how to take better nudes. So I'll tweet that out in case people want to send us nudes.
Yeah.
Apparently, you have to use the morning soft light. So, set an alarm to get up early and just, hang out. Take some pics.
Hang out with your ball. I mean, if it's balls, we are sworn to protect them.
Yeah.
We're sworn to protect any nudes. So.
And one thing is, like, you know, we don't want just, like, some random voyeur-esque somebody else. It's your nudes.
Right.
We don't want somebody.
Right. That would be strange, and that's not cool. That's not the spirit.
Also, and I mean, this is just for everyone out there, lighting is so important. Just make sure you got your light right.
And I shouldn't have to say this, but 18 plus.
Of course.
Ooh.
Or I will find you and I will fucking dropkick you.
Because you know the FBI band's coming quick.
Yeah, don't get me put on a list, you sons of bitches.
You fucking sickos.
4chan's going to get a hold of this and I'm done for.
Oh, for sure.
Your computer's done.
I'm putting it on 4chan.
Thank you. And you can find us on YouTube, 3 Hit Combo Podcast. So for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out.